Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're doing another guided meditation. This one is for deep physical healing. So I encourage you to get somewhere comfortable, don't listen while driving or while you have to concentrate on anything, and just take this 10 minutes or so just to spend some time for you and do some deep healing for you. As you spend a few minutes to listen, you can start to focus your attention on your breathing. Without controlling it, just be aware of your breath, perhaps focusing on the pace of your breath. And then turning your attention to the depth of your breath. Just noticing how deep or shallow it is. Just observe your breath. Notice what it does. Notice your body knows when to breathe in and when to breathe out. I wonder if you can be aware of the pause between each breath. The pause between one breath ending and the next one starting. Just noticing how long or short it is. Notice which parts of your body moves as you breathe in and out. And perhaps noticing the stillness in that pause. I want to imagine now a microscopic transportation device, and you shrink down to be small enough to get into it, and this transportation device can take you anywhere you want to go within your body. Just think about a part of your body now you want some healing or relief or restoration of. Allow a little transportation device to go into your body and notice where it goes. Perhaps it goes somewhere you expect, or perhaps it goes somewhere that surprises you, it doesn't matter. Just allow that device to take you where it wants to go, being guided by your unconscious mind, your imagination. And notice where it goes, to a place of source, a place that needs healing. And you can imagine getting out of that device and seeing that space. Just notice here to what that about that space you notice, the colours, the textures, the temperature, how it feels to be in there, to be in this part of your body. And you can imagine now going deeper into yourself. Imagine going into a cell of that part of your body, seeing the cell, whether you see it as like a school biology textbook with a circle, a dot in it, or something else, doesn't matter. Just allow your imagination to guide you. And you can see the cell. Again, notice what you notice. The colours, textures, everything about that space. then you can allow yourself to go even deeper, going into the nucleus of that cell and seeing the coil, the strand of DNA made up of lots of little atoms, where there are lots of little balls, coloured balls, all the same colour, doesn't matter. Seeing that coil, that strand of DNA made up of lots of little atoms, just sensing that space. And again, noticing what you notice. Colours, textures, temperature, how it feels. All those things have made a difference in that space. And you can imagine now going even deeper, going into one of those atoms and noticing the subparticles, the protons, the neutrons, the electrons that are held together by energy, perhaps like stars in the sky, held together by an energy. Again, noticing the colours, the sense of it, what it's like, all those things that made a difference in this space. Sensing the energy that holds them together. And they're connected to this universal source of life, the potential behind life, universal source of energy. And you can imagine that energy, that universal source of life energy, being represented by a lake. And you're standing on the edge of that lake. And you can notice the stillness of the water, the potential. And as you stand there, you say, show me the vibrations of my pain, my problem, whatever it is. And notice what you notice about the water, the ripples or the vibrations of the waves that arise to represent that problem that needs healing. And then say, cancel. You notice what happens to the water as the waves and ripples subside to be back to stillness, the calmness, that potential. And now to think of all the things you want to bring to this healing, whether it's healing, relief, release, whatever words come to mind, taking each one in turn and imagining it like a ball of coloured light. Whether they're all the same colour or different colours doesn't matter. Taking each thing in turn you want to receive or have more of, then dropping it into the water and noticing what happens to that water as you receive that. Take all the time you want now. Take each one of those things in turn you want more of, or to receive, or to have, to enable your healing, your release, your restoration. Take each one in turn and drop it in the water. And notice what you notice about the water. And when you chop them all in, when you're ready, you can imagine going back into that atom and seeing the protons, neutrons, electrons. And as you look at that space again, you can say, show me the healing at this level. And notice what you notice that makes a difference, that demonstrates the healing taking place at that level. Whether the colours change or something else, doesn't matter. noticing all those things that make the difference. And coming out to that atom, back into the nucleus, seeing that coil of DNA. And again, saying, show me the healing at this level. And notice what you notice that makes a difference at that level, that demonstrates the healing taking place at that level. Coming out the nucleus and seeing the cell as a whole, and again saying, show me the healing at this level. And notice what you notice that demonstrates the healing taking place at that level. Then coming out back into that part of the body you started in, and saying, show me the healing at this level. And again, noticing all the things that made a difference that demonstrate the healing taking place at that level. And then seeing the complete you. And again, you say, show me the healing at this level. Notice what you notice that makes a difference and demonstrates the healing taking place at that level. And notice how they look, how they feel. And step in to being that you. Notice all the things that made a difference in how you're feeling. All those positive changes in you in this moment. As you're guiding your unconscious mind to know exactly what it needs to do to heal you, to restore you, to rejuvenate, and just be in that space, allowing it to take place within you. You may be surprised what comes to mind to let you know this is happening. All the things begin to notice are taking place within you, how you begin to feel different, maybe move easier. All those things that made a difference, allow you know that healing is taking place. And sometimes these changes are so natural, it's not till after looking back you can notice how different you've been. Maybe at the end of the day, noticing all those positive changes within you. All those things that let you know this healing is taking place. How your unconscious mind is guiding you. Your unconscious mind that controls all your bodily functions. It's guiding everything you need, everything you want, to give that healing and that release and that relief. And what I need to do now for your unconscious mind to give me a knees from this, to help you be aware of this continuing healing, is to count from 5 to 1. 5, you start to have your breathing, how it's calm and relaxed. 4, you start to wear the weight of your fingers. On the count of 3, they slowly return to normal. On the count of 2, you start to wear the weight of your eyelids. And when you're ready, and only when you're ready, when your unconscious mind takes you to your knees from this, to help in the most powerful way, you can either open your eyes and return to the room, or stay deeply asleep, whichever it's time for, on the count of 1.